Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Passion reading we heard a moment ago. The chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but rather, this man said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." This is God's word. All throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus is the Word. It's what it says in the very beginning, John chapter 1. "In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus, that Word, speaks with the authority of God because He is God. He speaks to the people. He shows His power over all things, changes water into wine, calms the storm, performs miracles, distributes bread and fish to feed a mass of people. He teaches with authority. He says, "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine." Over and over, "I am, I am, I am." There's no mistaking who this Jesus is. And He comes to speak, to be God present in the Word with the people. But irony of ironies, in His death, it's not Jesus who speaks, but Pilate. Rather than commanding angel armies to come and defend His cause, rather than peeling back heaven and striking down His enemies with a lightning bolt, Jesus keeps His mouth shut. And Pilate is the one who speaks. Pilate is the one who writes. He issues the decree that God's own Son should go to a cross. He writes the inscription, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." The Jewish leaders wanted Him to change what He had written, but He said, "What I have written, I have written." Pilate probably didn't know it. Pilate's such a mysterious character in the Passion story. But this all had been written long before Jesus had come and stood there in Pilate's court that day. It had been written all the way back by the prophet Isaiah, chapters 52 and 53, where it was written that this Lord would suffer for His people. It was written by Moses when he wrote down the first five books of the Bible, and it was promised to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden that one would come who would crush the head of the serpent. It was written. It was written. And in Jesus, it was fulfilled. This King of the Jews, the King that no one wanted, is the King unlike any other king, because He's the King who suffers for His subjects. Or as we heard in our epistle from Hebrews 4 and 5, He's the King who is also a priest. The job of a priest was to stand before God and offer sacrifices on behalf of the people. And now this one who is a king is also a priest, offering the sacrifice for the people of God. And of course, He is the sacrifice. The cross is His altar. And there His blood is shed for your forgiveness and for mine. It happened this way because what is written is written. This is how God had ordained it to be from the very beginning, that you and I on Calvary's cross should see a Savior. We should see one who is king unlike any other. We should see a king who is also a priest, a king who dies for the sins of the world. It was written there above Jesus' head in three different languages. Aramaic, the language of the Jewish people. Latin, the language of the Romans, who were there occupying the land much against the will of the Jewish people. It was written in Greek, which was the language of commerce and industry in that day, so that all who passed by would know this Jesus is the King. The King the Jews didn't want, the King we don't deserve, the King we have been given for the forgiveness of all of our sins. What is written is written. From the very beginning, from the foundations of this world, it has been written that God would save you. Sinners, you and me alike, each and every one of us, sin paid for in the blood shed by the King, written that we would find forgiveness in the cross, written that He would rule over us in mercy and compassion and love, written that He would free us from the grasp of death, written that He would rule us forevermore in His kingdom of grace. You see, what is written in Holy Scripture is written of you. The story which you hear today is not just a story, of course, but real events that happened in real time. They are your personal story of salvation. Because where Jesus died upon the cross 2,000 years ago, carrying the sins of the world, He carried your sin as well. Every sin. Every bit of it, every ounce, everything that we've hidden away, everything that we've forgotten, everything that we think is kept away from the eyes and ears of everyone else, it was all there upon the cross, all paid in the blood that He shed. It was written that He would do so. And it is also written that nothing can take this promise away from you. St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, I am convinced that neither heaven nor hell, nor life nor death, nor angels nor powers, nor anything in all creation shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It has been written that this love shown you in the cross of Calvary is yours. And nothing can take it away. It is written. It's a phrase we read all throughout the Bible. It has a sense of permanence to it. Not like today where we write so many things that we throw away, a little list that we leave that we never complete what's on it, a text message that we send and forget what it was all about in the first place. When something is written down, there's a sense of permanence to it. When God writes His word, when He speaks, when He writes His word in Holy Scripture, it's lasting. This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. King of sinners, broken and beaten by this world, King of those who deserve someone far lesser, King of you and King of me. This Jesus is our Lord and King. It is written, He reigns over us from His cross with love and mercy that lasts now and forevermore. Thanks be to God for His mercies, which never end. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.